Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sister Nancy Murray, a sibling of comic actor Bill Murray, will be in the Capital District on Saturday, September 20th, to perform her one-woman play about a nun, Sister Dorothy Stang, who was murdered in Brazil in 2005. Sister Dorothy was a gray-haired woman of God who spent 40 years working to protect the poor in the Amazon rainforest of Brazil until her violent death. Rooted in Love, the life and death of Sister Dorothy Stang will be performed on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Rensselaer Newman Foundation's Chapel and Cultural Center in Troy, New York. The play was written and is performed by Sister Nancy Murray, who joins us this morning by telephone. Sister Nancy, thank you so much for being with us. What a great thrill to have you on the program.
Well, thanks. Good to be with you too, Joe.
Thank you so much. How did you come to I guess, the story, but also the artistic side of wanting to act it out and to tell the story in a stage setting?
Well, it started because I received an email one day from a school sister of Notre Dame, who is Dana Moore, who is in the same community that Dorothy was in, saying that many of their sisters had seen my Catherine of Siena performance and they liked its liveliness, and they wanted to ask me if I would consider writing the story for Dorothy. Well, this came as a big surprise to me, and so I knew that I would need to think about it. I knew a little bit about Dorothy's story, but said, could I ever come down and spend some time with you to make the decision? And so went down and spent a couple of days and heard from sisters that she had entered the community with, worked in Brazil with, saw this memorial room of kind of like souvenirs and things from her Sister Dorothy's time in Brazil. And after that, I thought, she's one of nine kids, so am I. I've got to talk to the family, because the family is going to have to recognize this too. And so it was after meeting them and, you know, just conversations that I said, okay, that I would be able to do this, you know, and suggested how I would be able to do it, and they wanted to pursue it. So that was the beginning.
For you, and I want to get to Sister Dorothy's story in just a moment, but first let me, talk a little bit about your order and also the, of how you get into acting in the first place and wanting to spread a message through this vehicle.
Well, I'm a Dominican sister, and I'm from Dominican Sisters of Adrian, Michigan. And actually, when I entered our community, when they asked us, you know, the day after we entered, we were going over to Siena Heights College to sign up for classes and asked me what did I want to major in. Well, I knew it wasn't going to be math and science, having been told that very young in my life. I couldn't pursue being a nurse because I would be lucky if I got out of high school with my math and science grades. And I thought, if I say English, I'll be correcting papers for the rest of my life. And at that time, women couldn't take theology. And so the woman who was the dean there said, well, what are you good at? And I said, drama. Okay, you're a drama major. And you'll be taking these courses and this, and you'll do these basics. And I walked away with great surprise. So my life has been a most amazing way of how I have used that degree. From first years when I was in a habit all the time, worked backstage, costumes, makeup, you know, assistant manager, lighting, sound, until the first year we were out of habits was the first year I was able to audition for a play, and it was Fiddler on the Roof. When I was asked if I wanted to go to our college in Florida, Barry University in Miami, and so then became a high school teacher and coached forensic teams and directed plays, and then was asked to work in inner city Chicago, and there I started a program, Viva El Teatro, which was a performing arts program for kids, because I could see that the public schools did not have anything in the areas of arts, and so at that time managed to bring in friends. At first, I was the teacher. I could teach a number of these things, music, art, and drama classes. And then as the numbers grew and the need for to be take on more of the administrative kinds of things, oh, then I contacted my youngest brother, who was in Second City at the time, Joel, and a few of his friends, Dave Pasquazi, Bonnie Hunt, and people who then came and helped me teach these classes. And it was pretty exciting because I was able to pay them a salary, and they were all poor young actors, and they were glad to have this to do, and it kept them coming.
Bonnie Hunt is one of my great heroes. I want to interview Bonnie Hunt more than probably any other celebrity. I think she's fantastic.
Well, this probably could happen.
Oh, well,
she's a Chicago girl.
Oh, great. Well, I'll be in touch. we'll see what we can do. So there are some you did want to pursue this, and yet there was never a point, it seems, that you said, okay, but I want to leave the order. You always wanted to continue being a nun.
Yes, yeah, it always found new ways of using the talent. And summers at Loyola University when I got my master's degree, you know, to be able to work with, you know, Loyola's director at the time, Dr. Bloom, was great and very encouraging, and that was fun. And I thought that was going to be the last of it. And then I was asked to take over for our sister Kathleen Harkins after her death, and it was another Dominican sister, Mary Ellen O'Grady, and who said, Nancy, I know you could do this. You know, she said yes to doing something for us for the National Conference, Dominican Leadership Conference, in 6 months. And what we would like you to do is come and meet with me, and I know you'll be able to do this. And I thought, yowza, this sounds, you know, for your first performance to be for the national leadership group of the, you know, it was
right.
Pretty overwhelming. But it was from there that they loved my Catherine with her Italian accent and kind of the things that I, because I, you know, studied to do it, and people, and said, I think we'd like you to come down to Houston. Our sisters would really like this, and, you know, then, so other leadership of different communities and high schools, and then as interviews were done, the invitations to do the performance increased, and that one I was able to then be a part of Sister Margaret Ormond, who was the leader of the International Dominicans. She invited me to come to do this in Rome, and from there it went to, I've been on five continents. Because I spoke Spanish, I could do it in South America and Central America and Madrid for World Youth Day, even, you know, so.
This Rooted in Love, The Life and Death of Sister Dorothy Stang will be performed on Saturday night at the Rensselaer Newman Foundation's Chapel and Cultural Center in Troy, New York. So when you come in, you want to perform, you want to tell this story, but you also want to sit with the audience and talk about it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do it in kind of a bit of a Reader's Theater style, but then it's interactive with the audience too, and because I find that always keeps an audience on their toes when they become some of the peasants on the journey, and you know, as I respond, you know, did you get that tent fixed? And you know, we need some more posters over here for this rally that we were getting ready for, and. Just a few weeks ago, I did it for the International General Chapter of the Notre Dame Dana Moore Sisters and in Washington, D.C., and to meet the sisters who actually lived with her and are still down there in Brazil gave me, it's a very humbling experience to know that Dorothy was killed in 2005 and that as the 10th anniversary is approaching, that, you know, some of the struggles and the danger has only increased, and so to meet these women who, you know, to see their response to this story was again, very, very heartening and very humbling.
Sister Dorothy was a woman who, as I mentioned, spent 40 years in working to protect the poor in the Amazon rainforest of Brazil, and murdered in Brazil in 2005. It was a violent death. In the writing of the story, what's the message that you wanted to get out through her story?
Well, I figure people coming to it would know how the story ended. And I thought, I did not want to leave an audience, you know, depressed, down, and, you know, horrified to the point that they were immobile to do something. I wanted her love of life, her energy, her upbeat personality to come through, but also to see how, whether it was just the, using the gifts of the people where you are, encouraging them to help with this mission, not just tear down the trees, a deforestation, but reforestation. We need to plant. We need to think of the future. How are our actions today making a difference, you know, for our children and grandchildren of the future? And that people will be able to love the world, the earth, and see that Mother Earth needs to be cared for. And whether it's in the gardens that you have or supporting, you know, farmers markets where you are, or just education on knowing how important our decisions are, that we don't own this earth to, you know, to trample and destroy, but that that we too, in our own ways, must find ways that, you know, we are to preserve and maintain and care for the earth.
Where are you? How many Murray siblings are there?
I have 6 brothers and 2 sisters.
Okay, so it's a big
legion.
Big legion of Murrays, and uh-huh. Where you are older than Bill?
I am. I'm number 3. He's number 5.
Oh,
we
so
go
he's
by
a,
numbers.
I didn't realize he's a middle child.
He is. There's a picture that was taken of all of us at my brother's wedding, another brother's wedding, and we are all in order: Ed, Brian, Nancy, Peggy, Bill, Laura, Andy, John, and Joel. And in this picture, Billy is the tallest, and so he loves it and goes, "Mom and Dad peaked with me." He loves that.
Well, your work is wonderful, and we're so really blessed that you're coming to our region to do it. It is it's going to be performed on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Rensselaer Newman Foundation's Chapel and Cultural Center in New York, Troy, New York. Uh-huh. It is called Rooted in Love, The Death, Life and Death of Sister Dorothy Stang.
Sister Dorothy Stang.
It's a play written and performed by Sister Nancy Murray. You can go to it's ccrcda.org/peacejustice for more information. ccrcda.org/peacejustice for more information. You can also go to our website, and we'll put a link up there, wamc.org, to find out more information about Rooted in Love. Sister Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. What a great pleasure.
I look forward to coming to Albany and to meeting the people and sharing the story.
A great
Thanks
pleasure.
Thanks for your help in publicizing this.
Thank
event.
You so much. A delight to speak with you. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
And to you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.